you, what do I do when I get hungry? Of course, I go get something to eat. What do you do when you get hungry? Oh, hello and welcome to Studio Classroom, right here on the air. My name is Gabe, and yes, we're continuing through this story about a tiger and a cat. Now, have you ever taught somebody else how to do something, but then that person uses those skills to hurt you? Yes, I know. You would like to learn some skills from a cat, but the cat's not going to teach you. You know, that happens sometimes. Sometimes we teach others something, and then they hurt us, right? Well, the title of today's lesson is The Tiger's Teacher. Yes, of course, even the tiger has a teacher. We're continuing this story of a tiger and his teacher, who is a cat. The cat taught the tiger everything he knew. Or did he? Now, here's a question for you to find the answer to in today's lesson. Are you ready? Okay, very good. What skill did Cat not teach Tiger? Here it is again. What skill did Cat not teach Tiger? You're going to find the answer in today's lesson. I think you may already know it from yesterday's lesson. Anyway, open your magazine and let's begin. Here we go. Okay.
The Tiger's Teacher. Cat knew that Tiger could not be trusted anymore. "Your lessons are over," said Cat. "I have taught you all that I can." "Are you sure, my wonderful teacher? Is there nothing else to teach me?" As he talked, Tiger's claws extended. Tiger opened his jaws wide. He leaped through the air. My, Tiger was fast. Cat barely got away. Instead of running, Cat jumped into a tree and climbed as high as she could go. "It is a good thing I never taught you to climb trees," said Cat.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看 extend 这个动词 ,ex 这个字首有向外的意思 ,tend 这个字根有伸展的意思。所以 extend 在这里是指伸长或延展。例如 ,the owner of the inn extended his hand to greet us. 这位旅社的老板伸手对我们表示欢迎。或者是 ,the road extends to the end of the cliff. 这条路一直延伸到悬崖的尽头。它的名词是 extension, E-X-T-E-N-S-I-O-N, 例如 I need to apply for an extension of my visa to stay here legally. 我要合法待在这里就需要申请延长签证。接下来我们看的是 leap, 这个动词。leap 是指跳或者是跳跃。注意它是一个不及物动词，所以后面要加介系词才能够加受词。例如 the thief leaped out of the window and escaped.这个小偷从窗户跳出去然后就逃走了。leap 也可以当名词，例如 with a gigantic leap, the police officer crossed the creek and continued chasing the fugitive. 这名警官使劲的一跳，越过了小溪，继续追这名逃犯。
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the tiger.
The tiger? I thought it was the lion sleeps tonight.
Our lesson is about the tiger's teacher. The tiger sleeps tonight.
Mm-hmm. I think you just added the word tiger in place of the word lion.
Well, maybe I did.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? In either case, the tiger is not sleeping. Actually, he's very awake and he's very hungry. And I think he wants to eat cat.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you remember from yesterday...We were having a conversation or we were discussing the story about the tiger's teacher, whether or not Cat would be able to trust Tiger. Well, right here at the beginning of our lesson, we read, Cat knew that Tiger could not be trusted anymore. "Your lessons are over," said Cat. "I have taught you all that I can." How does Tiger respond to that?
Are you sure, my wonderful teacher? Oh, I like that. It sounds like he's being very sweet, Rebecca. My wonderful teacher. In yesterday's lesson, he said, my dear cousin. Right? So he's very sweet to Kat. I think he's very genuine, very honest.
Wait, hold on for just a moment, Gabe. You think he's being sweet and genuine? I don't think so. I think that Tiger cannot be trusted. As a matter of fact, this question, are you sure, my wonderful teacher? Is there nothing else to teach me? I think he's trying to sweet talk Kat.
You think he's trying to sweet talk Kat?
Mm-hmm. I do, actually.
Okay, well, that's a very good word to know. And friends, do you ever try to sweet talk other people? That means you say really nice things to them. You want them to feel good about themselves so that they trust you. But usually when people sweet talk, it's because they want something. Right, Rebecca?
That is right. So maybe you're talking to your teacher or your boss or even your mom. Hello, Mom. You look so beautiful today. I really like your dress.
Your mom might say, thanks, but what is it you want? Just tell me.
Mom, can I have $50? I need 50 U.S. dollars to go buy my favorite toy.
Uh-huh. That sounds like sweet talking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when do people sweet talk? Of course, when they want something and they want the other person to feel good so that they give them that thing, right? I know many people sweet talk with their bosses as well. And of course, the tiger is sweet talking with Kat. He's trying to make Kat feel like there's nothing wrong and that Tiger can be trusted.
Well, we read right here, as he talked, Tiger's claws extended. Tiger opened his jaws wide. He leaped through the air. My, Tiger was fast. Okay, based upon all of these words, these very strong verbs, I think that Tiger definitely is out to get Kat.
Yeah, I think so too, especially when I read that sentence, he leaped through the air. And as you can see, this tiger is leaping through this field, right? He jumps after Kat. And we read this sentence, my tiger was fast. Now, why add the word my? I thought my was the word you use when you talk about something that you own. This is my clipboard. This is
right. My
pet tiger.
Yes, exactly. That is definitely the way that we usually use the word my. But here in our lesson, when we say my tiger was fast, this is just emphasizing, or it's used to emphasize that Tiger really was fast. So, for example, you could say, my, that was a good cup of coffee. Or, my, you are early today.
Yeah, so it's kind of like the word wow, the same way we use the word wow. Sometimes we just use the word wow, right? In the same way, you could just use the word my. You could say, Tiger was fast. My, he really is fast. Well, we continue. Kat barely got away. Now, he got away, or he was trying to get away?
Well, Kat barely got away. That means that he barely escaped from the tiger.
Ah, very good. So if you get away, in our lesson, to get away means to escape something, right? So, for instance, if there's a robber, he might steal something, and then he tries to get away from the scene as fast as possible. And Kat climbed into a tree. That's how he tried to get away. Well, in the next section, we're going to learn about how the tiger growled. And what kind of word is growl? Let's find out in the info cloud.
I think it's safe to say a pig in England and a pig in Japan pretty much make the same sound, right? So why is it that a pig grunting in English is oink, oink, while in Japan it's boo, boo? Shouldn't these words at least sound the same?
Good question. The reason is the words we use to talk about animal sounds are not imitations of the sounds. Rather, they're the names we've given the sounds.
And when we give something a name, we must do it within the rules and limitations of the language we're using. This is why the English name John has a different pronunciation in, for example, German, which is Hans or Johann.
Okay, back to the animals. I'm sure there are many dog lovers out there, right? In English, dogs go woof woof or ruff ruff.
How about ducks? In English, they make the sound quack, quack. And frogs? Ribbit, ribbit.
Interestingly, in most languages, the sound cows make begins with the n sound. In English, it's moo.
The sound cats make is pretty consistent across the globe, too. In English, it's meow. In Vietnamese, it's meow. And in Russian, it's meow.
世界上的动物不管生长在哪一个国家，它们的叫声都是一样的。那为什么不同的语言会用不同的拟声词来表示同一种动物的叫声呢？就像中文，我们会用汪汪来形容狗的叫声，但是在英文，狗的叫声是用 woof woof 或是 ruff ruff 来表示。这是因为没有一个语言是要试图模仿动物的叫声，动物的拟声词是受限于一个语言的发音以及规则，所以汪汪是符合中文的发音，而 ruff ruff 是一个正常典型的英文字。但很有趣的是，牛的叫声几乎所有的语言都是采用 m 的音，中文的 mo， 英文是用 moo， 都是 m 的音。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 下次明天见。
Yes. Yes. Yes, I understand. The tiger in our story is very big and scary, but you are very cute. Yes. Welcome back to Studio Classroom, friends. We're continuing to learn with our story, The Tiger's Teacher. In our story, Cat has taught Tiger almost every skill that she knows. And then the tiger is very hungry, and so he extends his claws, leaps through the air, and tries to go after Cat. But what does Cat do? That's right. You saw it. Cat climbed into a tree. Is Tiger going to follow after? Let's find out together. Yes.
The Tiger's Teacher. Tiger leaped and growled. He clawed at the bark. He tried every new skill Cat had taught him, but he could not climb the tree. Cat climbed from branch to branch and from tree to tree until she left Tiger far behind her. Tiger was ashamed. He had let his hunger and greed get in the way of learning the last and best lesson his teacher could have taught him. Never let anything get in the way of learning all you can.
Alright, 接下来我们看的是 growl 这个动词。growl 是指低声的咆哮或怒吼。例如 ，The dog started to walk restlessly and growl whenever a stranger neared him。当有陌生人靠近这只狗的时候，它就开始不安的走动，并且低声的怒吼。如果要说明对谁吼叫的话，是用 at 这个介系词。例如 ，Patrick lost control and growled at his kids because they had made a big mess in the house。Patrick 因为孩子们把房子弄得乱七八糟，就脾气失控，并且对他们大吼。最后我们看的是 ashamed 这个形容词。我们看到这个字里面有 shame 羞耻这个名词，所以 Ashamed 是指感到惭愧的或者是羞耻的。如果要说明为什么而感到惭愧，是用 of 这个介系词。例如 ，The mayor claimed that he was ashamed of his conduct and would resign immediately. 市长宣称他对自己的行为感到羞耻，而且会立刻辞职。或者是 How can you do such a thing? You should be ashamed of yourself. 你怎么会做这种事情？你应该要感到惭愧。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Tiger leaped and growled. He clawed at the bark. He tried every new skill Cat had taught him, but he could not climb the tree. Gabe, Tiger sounds like a very dangerous animal.
Well, I think he's just a very hungry animal because...He's been working hard to learn all of these cool new skills, and so now he's a little hungry, and he forgot that Cat is his teacher, and now he wants to eat his teacher.
Uh-huh.
No, that's not very nice.
So he really is a predator.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, Cat climbed from branch to branch and from tree to tree until she left Tiger far behind her. Let's pause for just a moment and talk about this phrase,far behind. This just means that Cat was a lot further ahead of Tiger, and Tiger was quite far behind, or
okay.
far away.
Yeah, so you can use this phrase when people are moving from one place to the next. Maybe you're in a race. I gotta tell you, when I'm in a race, others usually leave me far behind, because I don't run as fast as other people.
So that means, Gabe,If we were to race, I probably would leave you far behind, and I would win?
Yeah, it depends on how tired I was. Like maybe hiking. You're a good hiker. You like hikes.
Yep.
And maybe you would leave some people far behind because you like to hike very quickly.
Okay, well that is an excellent way to use this phrase.And what about you, friends? Can you take some time and create your own sentences using the phrase to leave someone far behind? And that's exactly what Cat did to Tiger. Well, let's continue on. Tiger was ashamed. He had let his hunger and greed get in the way of learning the last and best lesson his teacher could have taught him. So to get in the way of, if something gets in the way of doing something else, that means...Well, it just prevents something from happening.
Right. For example, my friend, is in a relationship, and he doesn't want to let his relationship get in the way of his studies. And so right now, they don't talk as much because he needs to focus on his studies.
And, of course, the moral of the story is never let anything get in the way of learning all you can. Well, right now, we don't want to let anything get in the way of...Out! Oh my goodness! You
Friends, we don't want you to stumble or make mistakes because of your attitude. We want you to succeed. Don't let your attitude get in the way. Don't let your attitude get in the way.Don't let your attitude get in the way. Don't 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 let your attitude get in the way. Now, there are some attitudes that are pretty bad.Like, greed, for example. That's right, wanting more and more money. Now, this can get in the way of your relationships with other people if you're not careful. So, don't just pursue money and riches. Don't let your greed get in the way, friends.
Don't let your greed get in the way. Don't let your greed get in the way. Don't let your greed get in the way. Don't let your greed get in the way.
Another attitude I'm thinking about. Jealousy. Let's say you're best friends with somebody else,
And you both like the same girl.
Ooh.
But she only likes one of you. She likes your best friend. And you get more and more jealous. Are you going to let your jealousy get in the way of your friendship? Don't do that!
Don't let your jealousy get in the way. 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 Don't let your attitude 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 get in the way.
It's story time. Welcome to story time. Once upon a time, there was a clumsy tiger who had difficulty hunting animals for food. One day, he saw a small, graceful cat hunting mice. Tiger realized that he could learn from the cat, and Tiger offered to protect the cat if she would teach him to hunt. The cat was worried that the tiger would use these skills and hunt her for dinner. But Tiger appealed to Cat, saying, "If I even harm a hair on your head, may I be cursed by all the animals." Tiger did his best to look truthful. Finally, Cat agreed to help Tiger. Cat was a good teacher. She taught Tiger move after move. But she kept one trick to herself, the art of climbing trees. It was a good thing she didn't teach Tiger that trick.
Really? Why?
Because one day Tiger looked at Cat, and Cat looked delicious.
Oh, no!
Oh, yes. Tiger showed his teeth. His mouth began to water. He leaped through the air.
What happened?
Cat jumped into a tree and climbed as high as she could.
Branch to branch? Tree to tree?
Yes. Tiger tried every trick Cat taught him, but he couldn't climb trees.
Tiger should be ashamed. He let his hunger and greed get in the way of learning.
Yes, and we can learn a lesson from that. Never let anything get in the way of learning.
Right. Good lesson. Good story.
The end. Have a good night.
Where is Tiger again?
I ate him. Well, friends, thank you so much for joining us today. We'll see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom.